نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected ulama, elders and brothers, the topic I've chosen to speak on today is Together We Stand, Divided We Fall. Together We Stand, Divided We Fall. You know that when it comes to our homes today, when it comes to our businesses in the community, over minor issues, there is discord, there is strife, there is disunity, father not speaking to son, mother and her children. Within the community itself, we come for salah, over minor issues, there are problems arising. Inshallah, if we keep, I have kept in the stock three basic elements, but these are simple yet effective elements. That if inshallah we all make a niyat that Ya Allah, this is medicine for me. I speak to myself first, and then I speak to the larger community. But this is my medication. That if I take it inshallah, I will see the effects of it. Ulama say that if we take the human body, if I take my eyes, then the quality of the eye is to see. The quality of the eye is to see. But every other organ in my body directly opposes that quality. So the ears, they cannot see. The ear is blind. The tongue, it is blind. My hands are blind. My legs are blind. So that quality that is specific to the eye, every single other organ in the body directly opposes it. It is in direct conflict with that particular organ. If I take my tongue, the ability and the quality of the tongue is speech. But in terms of speaking, my eye is deaf. My ear cannot speak. My hands cannot speak. My legs cannot speak. So like that in the body, every single quality that one organ possesses, the rest of the body is in conflict with it. So in reality, the body is in total conflict. One limb is in total conflict with the other. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, I have given one thing to this body. And by giving this one particular thing to the body, it has created cohesion. It has created harmony. And that one thing, Allah ta'ala says, that is, I have placed the ruh inside this body. And with the presence of the ruh, suddenly every single organ that is in conflict begins to work in harmony with the other parts of the body. That if a person is walking down the stairs and he trips and he falls, Allah protect us all. But a person falls, he injures his knee. What happens? Straight away from the eyes, tears begin to roll. The eye does not say that, knee, this is your problem. You sort yourself out. Immediately tears begin to roll. The hand goes into the pocket, takes out the cell phone, calls the doctor. Immediately the legs respond. The legs don't say that, the right leg doesn't say to the left leg that you fell down, this is your problem. The hand doesn't tell the knee, this is your problem. You see to yourself. But because of the ruh, the entire body now begins to work in aiding and assisting each limb with the other. And like that, respected brothers, when it comes to the home, if you take the husband, the quality that Allah has given to the husband cannot be found in the wife, cannot be found in the daughter or the son. The quality of the husband, of being the breadwinner, of supporting the family, is in direct conflict with that of the wife, with that of the children. The quality of the child is in direct conflict of the father. But in this home, where there is supposed to be discord, Allah says, we have given one thing. And when this one thing is applied, like how the ruh, when it came into the body, what was supposed to be one thing in conflict with the other, with the barakah of the ruh, the body began to work in harmony. Like that in your homes, in your businesses, in the community. One color against another color. Musallis come to the masjid, black, white, different colors. Their skins are of different color. Languages of different color. Ways of different cultures, different cultural backgrounds. Each one opposing the other. But Allah Ta'ala says, like how we have given to you the ruh, and through the barakah of the ruh, that entire body works in harmony. Like that Allah takes a qasam in the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Allah says, when deen will come into that home, when deen will come into that home, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Love upon love, happiness upon happiness, understanding. Why? Because Allah has put that ruh into the hearts of every individual member of that family. In our community, when we come to the masjid, as community members, when deen will become the object of your and my life, then Allah's promises in the Quran, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Against your different colors, against your different language backgrounds, against your different cultural backgrounds, against everything that seems in direct conflict with each other, when deen will become your objective in life, Allah says, muhabbat, love, understanding, harmony will become the natural effect of that community. And we are going to speak of three things that inshallah, if we make niyat and we bring these three things into our lives, we will see its effect. When deen became the object of the Khalifat of Umar radiallahu anhu, that leader that ruled two-thirds of the world, when his objective was deen, then a woman leaves from 1,300 kilometers away from Madinatul Munawwara. She needs to see the Khalifa. She decides to walk. How far? 1,300 kilometers, the distance from here to Cape Town. Her izzat, her honor is at stake. Her wealth at stake. Her life at stake. Keeping all of this in mind, I'm going to be traveling through places I have never known before. I'm going to be going through deserted roads. One woman alone. I'm going to be going through villages to cities. I don't know what the thinking of the people is. But because of the need that she had to fulfill, she had to go and speak directly to the Khalifa. She sets out and she goes to Madinatul Munawwara. After 1,300 kilometers, she reaches, stands in front of Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. When deen became the object of that Khilafat, not a home, not a community, not a town, an entire empire. When that empire was based, the rule of that empire was based on deen. Umar radiallahu anhu tells her, oh mother, why is it that you travel so far alone? You could have sent a message via the governors. I would have sent an envoy to you. She looked, listen to the reply. When deen becomes the object of life, she said, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, I wanted to travel and see your kingdom. I wanted to travel and see your rule. Amirul Mu'mineen asked her, oh mother, please tell me, what is your opinion after traveling across my kingdom 1,300 kilometers? What is your opinion of my rule? This was the reply of a lady whose wealth was at stake, whose life was at stake, whose honor was at stake. Keeping in mind all of this, she traveled to see the rule of the Amir, whose object was deen. She said, by the Qasam of Allah, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I traveled for 1,300 kilometers. And every single place that I went through, every single locality that I went through, every individual that I met, by the Qasam of Allah, it felt like we were all the children of one mother. When? When deen will become the object of life, respected brothers. Three things we are going to quickly go over. The first, we are going to talk about the body, the mind and the soul. an action that is relative to the body, an action that is relative to the mind, and an action that is relative to our hearts. We will start with the mind. That from the top, each and every one of us begin to have positive thoughts about the next person. That no matter who it is, my wife, my child, the maid that is cleaning my home, any person, that beggar that is coming to my door, each and every musalli that I am interacting with, Muslim, non-Muslim, black, white, no matter the color, no matter the language, no matter what that person is, that in my mind, I see everything with a positive thought. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu salam. Allah creates Adam alayhi salam. Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah looks at Adam alayhi salatu salam. Allah says that this is going to become my khalifa on earth. My qualities of raham, of mercy, of compassion, of love, of kindness, of generosity, this is going to become my representative on earth. This insan, this human being, is going to display a portion of what I possess of every single quality of goodness. Shaitan looks at Adam alayhi salatu salam. Allah commands him to make the sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Allah sees Adam alayhi salam as the khalifa. When Shaitan looks at him, what does Shaitan say? See? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين. Ya Allah, how can I make sajda to him? I am made of fire, he is made of sand. I am of superior quality to him. I can never prostrate to him. Allah is calling Adam alayhi salam khalifatullah. Shaitan is saying, I am far better than him. How can I make sajda to him? So let us not have any negative thought regarding a believer, respected brothers. The definition of ghibat, in the absence of a Muslim brother, you speak that which is true about him, which will hurt him. It is worse than committing zina. In the absence of a Muslim brother, to speak about a quality of him that is true about him, but it will hurt him. It is something bad that you are talking about him, but it is the truth about him. That speech is worse than committing zina. So, from our minds, the first thing we do is we have a positive outlook. Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Ta'if. See, they stoned Nabi alayhi salatu salam to the extent that Nabi alayhi salatu salam's Mubarak shoes, from head, so much of blood dripping that it reached the Mubarak shoes of Nabi alayhi salam. Angel comes that has never come before on this earth. Allah Ta'ala commands that angel that tell my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that if he so desires these two mountains between Taif, we will cause them to crush on his command. It was the perfect opportunity for revenge. Who is on his side? Allah Ta'ala is on the side of Nabi alayhi salam. Who is his helper? Who is the one with the muscle behind him? The angel of Allah. All the reason to take revenge, every right to be revengeful, Allah is instructing him. But when the mind, when the thoughts are positive, what is the reply of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? That, Ya Allah, if they do not accept Iman, then inshallah, from their progeny someone will accept Iman. This is positive thinking, respected brothers. That we learn to see good in everything, in everyone, in every action of everyone. This is the first step of Iman. This is the first level of deen. If we want to see muhabbat and love coming into our community. The second quality is that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. That the hearts of Sahaba, compassionate, loving, overlooking, wa'fu anhum, wastaghfir lahum. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi alayhi salatu salam, walau kunta faddan ghaliz al-qalb. Ya Rasulullah, had you become hard-hearted? Had you become hard-hearted? Don't want to accept Sahaba's asking you for forgiveness, not overlooking the faults of Sahaba. Had you become like that, lan faddu min hawlik, Sahaba would have long ago run away from you. Long ago Sahaba would have run away from you. Today the wife makes a mistake, begging us for forgiveness. What happens to our hearts? She's so hard-hearted that we find it so hard to forgive. Somebody does something wrong. Somebody in the community does something wrong, realizes his mistake. Ask you for maaf. Not enough. That maaf is not enough. What more was the man do? See, so ruhama'u bainahum. There was a rahmat. There was preference of others over themselves. There was overlooking of faults. See, one sahabi, his slave comes. He has a guest, he has a visitor. The slave is bringing hot soup. The soup falls on the sahabi. Immediately his anger flares up. As soon as his anger flares up, Jesus slave reads a verse of Quran. See, from one verse to the next, from one verse to the next, he forgives her. He overlooks her faults. He not only does he overlook her fault, not only does he forgive her. Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. When she reads the last verse, Allah loves those who do good. She started off by messing his clothes, by burning him. He ends off by setting her free. This was the compassion in the hearts of Sahaba Ikram. So ruhama'u bainahum. When compassion will come into our hearts, an ant is seeing Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam's army coming. An ant. Me and you can't see that ant. The ant, out of compassion for the other ants in the colony, he announces, Ya ayyuhan naml. Oh my friends, enter back into your homes. For Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming with his entourage. He might not see you, and he will trample over you. Udkhulu masakinakum la yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa jududuhu wa hum la yash'urun. See? Sulaiman alayhi salam hears this, he smiles. Allah, looking at the compassion of one ant over the rest of the ant colony. Allah mentions the ant. Allah mentions his story in the Quran al-Kareem. Allah gives the name of a surah, Suratul Naml. Up to the day of Qiyamah, you and me will read about the compassion of an ant that he had over his fellow ants in a colony. If this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to do for an ant, you and me who are from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we have compassion for our wives and our children and our community members, how not will Allah show His appreciation to you and me? And the third thing, respected brothers, is our salah. Every single thing about salah is nothing but unity upon unity, love upon love, shoulder to shoulder, saf upon saf. See, that complete salah is nothing but compassion between creation and creator. The reflection of compassion of Allah upon us. That dua that Nabi alayhi salatu salam read on Mi'raj. At-tahiyyatu lillahi. Was-salawatu wa-tayyibat. The reply of Allah to Nabi alayhi salam. The reply of the malaika to the salam of Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu salam. You and me sharing in that level of compassion that took place seven heavens above. At that point when this gift of salah was given, is the greatest form of compassion to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That today we have become so careless about it. The greatest gift of compassion to you and me, the greatest story of love, the meeting of Allah with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Where can there be a love story in the annals of history that can speak about the meeting of Allah with Nabi alayhi salam on the night of Mi'raj? As a reflection of that love, Allah has given to you and me salah. Nothing from but love from beginning to end. And yet, we have become totally careless about salah. So three things, respected brothers. Number one, our outlook towards each and every person. Always positive. The second, that we become compassionate. That we give preference over others over ourselves. Battle of Yarmouk, sahabi is saying, Al-Atash, 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 I'm thirsty, dying of thirst. Water is brought to him. Another companion is saying, Al-Atash. With his eyes, he signals, I'm in my deathbed, give my brother. The water is taken to the second sahabi. He is saying, Al-Atash, Al-Atash. Before the water reaches him, a third companion is heard, water, water, my life is at risk. Gee, with his eyes, he signals, gives it to the third person. By the time this person goes to the third sahabi, he passes away. Comes to the second one, he has passed away. Comes to the first one, he has passed away. All three have given their lives. One in preference of the other. Today, I can't even say maaf from my tongue. Sahaba gave their lives for the sake of their fellow Muslim brothers. I don't have that much of compassion in my heart.
to overlook the fault of a wife of mine, to overlook the fault of a child of mine, to counsel them, good counsel, good advice, and bring back jor, muhabbat, love and understanding. So respected brothers, united we stand, divided we fall. Let us leave the look of shaitan. Let us give the gaze of Rahman, how Allah looked upon us with that positive gaze. Let us look at each and every person. And let us turn ourselves in salah, that greatest gift that this ummah has been given. Let us make sure our 5 times daily salah. Let us have compassion towards one another. And our outlook to life become positive. And when this type of deen will come into my body, mind and soul, Allah's promise of the Quran is there for each and every one of us. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. Allah's promise of muhabbat in that home, in that masjid, in that community, in the global community. That is Allah's promise. But we need to take that first step. Allah give you and me the tawfiq. We can amal on this being said. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِهِ.